Wait, is that the exit? Welcome back to another episode of me checking out three scary videos. It might be two. Or actually might be even one. I don't know how scared I'm gonna get. I could quit on the first video. You guys do know me though. Usually I don't last long. This first video I'm gonna check out is called Nightmare Fredbear, The First Encounter. Look at this thumbnail, bro. Someone get the diapers. That's not even an animatronic. That's like a stuffed animal that's possessed. Actually, from the eyes, it looks like a suit. Maybe someone's wearing it. I don't even know what that is. That is one of the most unique Fredbear designs. Oh, these graphics are good as hell. Already? I mean, this is a short video. It's gonna escalate fast. Why would you open the door after seeing something like that? It's gonna be behind him. Oh, shit. That looks crazy. The audio is so distorted. The first encounter. Yo, we need to see more of this Fredbear. They gotta make a game and everything. This is one of the scariest Fredbears I've ever seen. He just teleported so quick. Look, there's a picture of him right here too. Look at that. He just, as soon as the light turns off for a little bit, he just teleports. Maybe that's his ability. He travels in the dark. This is such nightmare fuel. I wanna know, what are you guys doing in this situation? Like, let me know in the comments, what would you do? Even though you probably got like 1% survival chance. Good thing about me is if I saw something in real life like that, I probably would've just died on the spot. So now I wouldn't have to go through the pain of just being scared and haunted. Shout out to FoxyFaction72 for making that video. We wanna see more. This next video I have is called Mangle67432110614198. Oh, 1987, that's what I recognize. I have heard that the buy of 87 was caused by Mangle, and then other people say it was Toy Bunny or Toy Chica. He's one of the suspects, though. This footage is pretty laggy.
After many painfully long hours, yes. God damn it, those fucking kids will never learn to keep their own hands to themselves.
That guy's fed up with his job.
We have to get rid of her, replace her.
I think that would work. Get rid of her.
I really don't want to do that again. Not because it's a waste of my time, but when I started working, I just got goosebumps all over my back. It almost felt like something didn't want me there. Something like that.
Yeah, you should probably listen to that feeling.
Are you seriously scared of me?
No, man. I don't know, but something doesn't...
Who wouldn't be scared of a giant robot with sharp teeth that's bigger than your head?
Well, knowing the fact that she's the only animatronic that can walk around during dinner time or birthday events, kids really do see something in her.
I don't know what they see. I'm agreeing with that officer.
Do you not realize the liability?
He's so right.
Right now, because of it. I mean, not to mention that while I was working on her, fucking power supply turned on by itself. I mean,
oh, hell no.
She wasn't moving, but that shit was still fucking creepy, man. Got this feeling like there was someone.
See, that's already a red flag.
Probably from where you're standing right now.
Okay.
That guy is taking it as a joke until he gets his head bit off. Then we'll see who's laughing.
Two, it's just me and you here.
And her.
And three, she is unblind. She can't do anything to harm you. Personally, I've always
karma
to ask the boss if we could leave her as a take apart and put back together thing for the children's entertainment.
I'm just watching
after
her
that,
because I feel like she's about to move.
You can bring up that old Foxy model back from the Predators. That's just scaring her away from him.
Maybe that could work. Fuck me.
What was that grunt?
Forgot to take my damn
I'm starting to think that guy's not possessed now.
I'm gonna go on. I'll take over your ship for today. Is this your...
Yes, I actually want him to so he can find out this thing is haunted and then he'll start believing in ghosts.
It is.
Take over the ship, please.
I'm exhausted and stressed. So, let's just go home and get some rest.
Agreed.
See you tomorrow, Jack.
Oh, this guy is gonna be the victim of the buy of 87, right?
Wait for the devil to come
out. Wait, oh, I thought I stood up for a second. That creeped me the hell out.
Yeah, right. try and sell me some bullshit about ghosts and demons.
I don't know how to explain it. Even if you don't believe in ghosts, like if I was in the office alone with an animatronic and it's like guaranteed to not be haunted, it's like a normal robot, I'll still have somewhat feeling of being creeped out, you know what I mean? Some stuff just creep you out.
Very dull and quiet here, as it should be. Should probably call the boss and let him know that I'm working tonight.
Hey, at least he's not scared. That's a good thing. He's not scared yet. Because he doesn't believe in this stuff. Watch his boss not answer. How do you guys not have enough lights?
Hey, boss, it's me, Joseph.
Look how dark the hallway is.
You know that I'm taking Jack's place for tonight. He felt really under the weather earlier, so I said,
oh, that was him flashing the light. I was about to
shift for tomorrow.
Well, are you going to show up tomorrow then?
I can't. I have an appointment with my cardiologist.
What? The boss sounds like a villain. Is that William?
Okay. I'll be sure to write that in the logs.
Alright. That sounds good.
Are all the doors locked?
Yeah, the doors are locked and secured.
Is the mask and flashlight there in the office?
Mask is here.
Anything unusual in the cameras?
So far, everything seems to be
No! It's staring! It is staring, bro!
Nothing, sorry.
What do you mean nothing? Don't lie!
I saw something weird on the cameras. Probably the paper stars.
The paper? The whole entire mangle robot is staring dead in your soul. Bro, I would've said yes ASAP. I would've said, hey, send that army, bro! Send the US Navy! To back me up.
Don't worry, okay?
Okay, if anything weird starts to happen, don't be afraid to call me or someone else, alright?
Alright.
I don't know how this guy is saying so calm.
See you tomorrow.
He's so calm after seeing that.
Let me check if her power is turned off.
That is the worst feeling. He has to now go check on the creepy thing that was staring at him. Oh! And we're in first person.
Odd. Power supply is off.
Yo, it just got so much scarier when we're up close.
Hello,
this building is so creepy. I'm waiting for the turnaround.
Well, that was
strange. He's fine? He didn't get bit there somehow?
I hope they're trying to pull any tricks on me. Because of those ghost stories. He told me earlier. Maybe it's my hunger that's making me delusional. Let's see what Jack left here. Oh, Jack, you motherfucker.
Oh, I left him
garlic
a meal?
Pizza rolls.
Ooh, that's a good late time snack before you end up dying. Check the cameras, bro.
Ah, perfect.
Oh, he's using the microwave. I was confused. I was like, what was that noise? They got a microwave in this office? That's a cool detail.
Ah, delicious.
You know who else is delicious? You for Mangle, man. She's about to enjoy eating you up.
Strange, looking alright. Music box, find out for the next 30 minutes. Can't see in there.
Something's gonna be different.
See
about
if there's anything new.
Yup. Oh, this time is standing.
What the fuck?
Yeah, now you're freaking out, huh?
What the fuck are you standing on?
Yo, I'm actually so scared. This is one of the scariest, most interesting VHS tapes.
Come on, you motherfucker, answer me!
Imagine the panic. He's all alone,
whoa,
too. That's the worst part.
Oh, thank fucking God you answered. Oh.
Whoa. Is everything okay? I can't stay on the phone for very long. I have to maintain the parking lot here at the mall.
Fuck. All right.
What's going on?
Well, Jack, I had to repair her again tonight. And I'm taking his shift for tonight. I'm looking at the cameras right now, and she's standing up on her own.
Wait, what? Have you done anything
Even
yet?
When it's turned off.
What do you expect me to do? leave the place? I can't yes. do it because I don't have the keys. Oh. And the fucking fox is right next to the exit.
That's so annoying. It just has to be next to the only door out.
Maybe she turned on by herself.
Bro, what's with people just ignoring?
I checked her a few minutes ago, and her power supply is toggled off. I even made sure that she was unplugged from the outlet.
Yo, if someone called me like that, I would have helped right away.
Broken is messing with you?
What kind of sick fuck would do that?
Well, I have no fucking clue, dude. Just try to browse through the cameras and record everything you see. And besides, that VCR should be integrated with the CCTV system, right?
Let me check. Yep. And it's been recording for a while, okay?
Alright, perfect. I want to see that recording tomorrow when I get there.
That's if he makes it to tomorrow.
For the next few hours, but don't count on it.
What am I supposed to do now?
Just try to hide in a good place and keep that camera on her so she doesn't move.
Okay.
This is... Oh, that is the sound effects of it moving. He's so dead.
Joseph?
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Joseph, are you there?
He's not gonna be there for long, man. He should have asked for backup.
Talk to me, man.
She's staring.
With her jaw open.
My soul.
And where's the eyeballs? That's what I noticed too.
She knows my fear.
Bro, they got intelligence.
That was right.
It smells your fear.
No! Don't do that! Joseph, they're not gonna help you! Just get out of there while you still can!
It's moving live now. It's moving in real time. It's not even trying to hide it.
Keep that fucking camera on there. Do you understand? I'm gonna call my boss. Right
bro, as soon as those lights go off. I know she's gonna be right next to him.
Run away and call me immediately.
He can't run.
I'll see you in a few hours.
I know the feeling this guy has right now. It's probably one of those like you're frozen. Please don't put us in. Oh, they put us in first person perspective. Oh, yo, the fear in his voice. I feel so bad. Wait, is that the exit? R.I.P. R.I.P. man. That honestly just made Toy Foxy, Mangle, whatever you want to call it, way scarier. Like, it was one of the least scary animatronics for me, but this VHS tape actually boosted her up in scariness. Voice acting is so good. The one mistake he made is not panicking and calling someone for help when he saw Mangle staring at him for the first time. He thought he was tripping. He thought he needed pizza rolls. No. At that point, you should run right to the exit. Actually, his opportunity is when he walked up to it. He was right next to the exit right there. He could have just left. But you know, not everyone has good survival instincts. If you guys do want to see more videos like this, show me by hitting the like button and hitting the subscribe button. For now, your boy is done.